Shalom Aleichem, everyone. There's a pasuk in Devei Yomim. It says, "Vayisav David vayoymer." David had a yearning, and he said, "Mi ashkeni mayim? Who's going to give me water? Mi bor beis lechem? Who's going to give me water from beis lechem?" Rashi over there points out, what's the idea David HaMelech wanted water dafka from Beis Lechem? So Rashi explains that David HaMelech was from Beis Lechem. He grew up in Beis Lechem. And a person has a natural yearning for the place they grew up. I'm now living in Chutz La'aretz, but I have a natural yearning to be back here in this yeshiva. It's Yishlayim Bechlal and Yeshiva Befrat. It's very, very, very special to be here. I thank the Yeshiva for giving the opportunity to be here. This week's parasha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu introduces us to the mitzvah of tefillin. V'hayu lecha le'ois al yodcha u'zikorin bein einecha. So b'rishus le'olam, I'd like to speak a little bit some ideas in the parasha working through the prism of the mitzvah of tefillin. It's halacha l'maaseh m'Sinai that the tefillin have to be square. The shel yad, the shel roish, has to be square. It says in Yerushalmi in Nedarim, it says, "Ein meruba bebriyos." There is nothing in the natural world that is square. The earth is round, the sun, the moon, fruits, vegetables. What's the idea that tefillin specifically have to be square? And in truth, we find other mitzvahs as well. There are other mitzvahs today. What else has to be square? Sorry? Tzitzis, excellent. Tzitzis has to be cornered off. The mizbeach, what?
Not a sukkah, right?
Interesting. Sukkah, it could be a circle or not. Interesting. Nice. Also, the mizbeach has to be specifically a square. So we find mitzvahs have to be square. The question is, again, in Yerushalmi it says, in the natural world, there's nothing that's square. So why are mitzvahs specifically square? So I saw a pshat from a yid by the name of David Gross Shlita. Somebody told me Reb Shamshon Falhirsch says the same idea. That hagufa, our tachlis on this world is to take this world and to be mekadeshit. Take this world with your koichis and be mekadeshit for the Ribbono Shel Olam. And like this, you'll connect to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Therefore, mitzvahs are specifically a man-made shape. Take this world and be mekadeshit. In this week's parish, we have the mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen. Pidyon HaBen, child is born, he has kedusha. But what happens? After 30 days, we go to the Kohen, and we redeem the Kedusha, and we make a big Suda, a big Simcha for Pidyon HaBen. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky Zatzal asks, what is the Simcha of Pidyon HaBen? This child has Kedusha, he's Kadesh. We go and we take the Kedusha off the child, and now, all of a sudden we make a Suda. Why does that call for a Suda? Rabbi Yaakov explains, because the tachlis in this world is to strive for Kedusha. To grow and to grow and to seek shleimus. Kol's man that the child is kaddish, he can't fulfill the tachlis on this world. He's kaddish. He's done. On the day of the Pidyon HaBen, when he gets redeemed, he loses that kedusha. Now he could fulfill his tachlis on this world to strive for kedusha, to strive for shleimus, and that calls for a suda. On Motzei Shabbos, we light a candle. Right, Havdalah. Boirei me'oirei ha'ish. Why do we light a candle on Motzei Shabbos? What's the idea of candle, Motzei Shabbos, Havdalah? What's the idea? Why do we light a candle? So, because that was when fire was created. Adam HaRishon went, he took two stones, rubbed back and forth, and he made fire. Therefore, Zecher to that, Boiri Ma'aria Ish. I was learning with the Oman Yeshiva, Hilchas Avdallah, asked the following question. I said, so we're coming to commemorate that fire was created on Matzah Shabbos, so therefore we light a candle on Matzah Shabbos. So how come fish was created on Yom Hei? How come we don't have a fish for lunch on on Thursdays. They eat the pizzas on Wednesdays because that's why the sun and the moon are round, maybe to remember. I'm saying, what's the day? How come we don't commemorate? Turn on the lights. Turn on the lights on Vayyar. On Sunday, we should turn on the lights. What's the idea? Specifically, Motzei Shabbos? Specifically, a commemoration to the fire? I asked this kasha on a bocher, name of Avi Karp. Some of you know him. He said a beautiful pshat. He said that fire is the only thing that was man-made. In the entire creation, Alts was directly from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Fire on Motzei Shabbos was Adam Harishon. He went, he took two stones, and he made a fire. On Motzei Shabbos, the beginning of a week, we go and we light a candle to show, look at the koyach of man. Look how much a person could accomplish. You're starting a new week. Look how much a person could accomplish. That's why specifically Ner we have a zikaron. So the gematria of Ner is 250. The gematria of Ur Gadol is 250. The pshat is a person lighting the candle. Realize one candle could be Ur Gadol. How much a person could accomplish. Halach in Hilchos Tefillin, that there's five batim in the Tefillin, right? There's the Shel Yad and the Shel Roish. The Shel Yad is one bias. The Shel Roish is four batim, is four compartments. The Rush, as well as the Vilna Gaon, explain what's the idea of five. The Rush and the Gaon explain that a person has five senses, right? There's a sense of touch in the hand. Then a person has the sense of seeing, smelling, speaking, and hearing. That touch is in the hand. It's one bias. Whereas the Shel Roish has four batim for the four senses in the head. When a person puts on tefillin, what we're doing in essence, we're saying that we're being mishabed ourselves to the Ribbono Shel Olam. We're being mishabed ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch. We put tefillin on the left hand, right? Lo'is al yadcha is yad keha. On the left hand. Why the left hand is the weak hand. What's the idea of the weak hand? To show that we're powerless without the Ribbono Shel Olam. Without the Ribbono Shel Olam, we can't accomplish anything. We find Klal Yisrael going out of Mitzrayim. Klal Yisrael get to the Yam Suf. 600,000 strong, standing by Kriyas Yam Suf. They're being chased by 600 chariots, 600 Mitzrayim. Ask a kasha, the Rishonim ask, the Ben Ezra, the Achreinim, the Chassam Sofer, the Dakar Musa, they ask, why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu have to make this tremendous nace called Kriyas Yamsuf? Why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu just turn around and fight? 600,000 strong against 600, pretty good numbers, turn around and fight. Yaakov Neiman Zetzal, the Dakar Musa explains, had Klal Yisrael turned around and fought against the Mitzrayim and beat them, Klal Yisrael would have thought it's all us. It's all us. We ultimately beat the Mitzrayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, don't do anything. Hashem Yilachim Lachim V'atem Tacharishim. You don't do anything. And like this, to recognize and realize that it's not your own koiches. It wasn't coming from you. It's coming from the Ribbono Shel Olam. And the emes is, it was this whole idea that Pari just totally didn't get. Pari totally not get this idea. This week's parasha, Makas B'chayrus. Makas B'chayrus, the pasuk says, Makas B'chayrus happens, Vayakom Paroi, what does Rashi say, Vayakom Paroi? What? Mimitasoi. Pari gets up from his bed. Ask a question, what's Rashi coming to teach us that Pari just got up from his bed? My great-grandfather, Zatzal, in a Sefer Meir in Yesharim, explains. He said, what an apikaris. What an apikaris. He heard about Makas Becheres was coming. He saw the first nine Makas. He knew it was coming. And what happens? Vayakom Pari doesn't mean he goes to sleep. This is the depth behind the song, Pari be-pajamas be-emtza halayla. The idea, he got the pajamas, he got to bed, regular night, no big deal. That was Pari, what an happy curse. Not realizing the house comes from Ribbono Shel Olam. In next week's parasha, in parasha's Beshalach, we find this even more. The pasuk says, Pari, here's Klal Yisrael and Adam Mitzrayim. And Pari chases after Klal Yisrael. And the pasuk says, Pari chases after Klal Yisrael with 600 chariots. 600 chariots. And Chaim Rappaport Zatzal asks, why 600? Why not 240? 613. Well, why? What's the number 600? What's significant about the number 600? It's a Mordekavot. Mordekavot. Explains like this. It says in the Teichacha, when Yidden are not acting proper, when Jews are not acting properly, then two Goyim, bear with me, two Goyim could overpower 10,000 Yidden. Two Goyim could overpower 10,000 Yidden. If you make a cheshbon now, a mathematical calculation, so if two Goyim could overpower 10,000 Yidden, so for 10,000 Yidden, how many Goyim do you need? 120. 120. 120. Yeah? 120. So why Pari take at 600? Why Pari go at 600? Because Rashi says in the next week's parasha, V'chamushim alu, 4/5 of Klal Yisrael died by Makas Cheshach. Pari didn't know about it. Pari thought there were 3 million. At a ratio of 2 to 10,000, for 3 million you need 600. Yeah, you hear that? At a ratio of 2 to 10,000, for 3 million you need 600. Kach is the vort. Follow the cheshbon, it's a merdige cheshbon. Abu L'maisa, what an apikiris. He saw Makas Becharis. He saw all the other Makas. No big deal. 2 to 10,000, we'll be able to take them. Kach is paroi. Kach is paroi. Not seeing the Ribbono Shelom b'chlam. Tefillin are black, right? The batim lechatchila have to be black. The ritzuis halach l'moshe misenei has to be black. What's the idea of the color black? Why black? So beautiful pshat. From Reb Nevin Sol Shlita, he says in Sichais Teresh Hashanah, he says, color is a reflection of light. The only color that doesn't reflect is the color black. That black, light shines on black, it takes it all in. When a person puts on tefillin in the morning, and we're connecting ourselves to Ribbono Shel Olam, we're being mekusher ourselves to Ribbono Shel Olam, it's not like... some mitzvahs, yeah, and some mitzvahs not. Some mitzvahs I'll reflect and deflect, and some mitzvahs I'll take. It's not that. It's black. It's take it all in. We put on the shel yad and the shel rosh. K'shartem lo'ois al yadecha v'yutatavois bein einecha. Shel yad and the shel rosh. The Paradis Yosef explains the shel yad is a mesamel mitzvahs bein adam achaveroi. The yad, things you can do for other people. The shel rosh are mitzvahs bein adam lamakim. The Sefer Tefillah of Moshe gives a different idea in the Shel Yad and the Shel Rosh. The Shel Yad represents asiya. It represents doing. It represents accomplishing. The Shel Rosh are our machshavis, the thoughts we have, the things we think. The halacha is when you put on tefillin, it has to be the shel yad and then the shel rosh. If somebody by accident pulls out the shel rosh first, halacha is you put the shel rosh down and you put on the shel yad first. It has to be that order. The shel yad and then the shel rosh. What's the idea? The Sefer Tefillah Moshe explains shel yad represents doing and the shel rosh represents machshavas. By Klal Yisrael, it's nasa v'nishma. We first do, and then afterwards we think about it. We don't make the cheshbonis. I should do it. Maybe I should go learn. I shouldn't go. Nasa. We serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's nasa v'nishma. By Goyim is lehepech. By Goyim, they first think about it. If it makes sense, maybe they'll do it. Maybe they won't. The Gemara says in Avodah Zarah Daf Gimel. The Gemara says that L'Asid Lovely Mashiach is going to come, and the Goyim are going to be Megayir. They're going to want to be Megayir. And the Gemara says that they're going to come Umenichim Tefillin Al Roshayim Tefillin Al Zroyesem. They're going to come, and they're going to have Tefillin on their heads and Tefillin on their hands. Why did the Gemara switch around the order? The Gemara said it backwards. They said Tefillin on the Rosh and then the Yad. Because that's a Goy. By a guy, it's not the nasa v'nishma. It's first, let me think if I should do it, then afterwards I'll decide if I want to do it. The Shin of Rav Zatzal told to our mitzvah bacher. So when a person puts on tefillin in the morning, so your ritzuis, putting on the ritzuis, going around 1, 2, 3, 5, 6, 7. He says, when you're putting on the tefillin, he says, don't think, be counting 1, 2. So we put on the tefillin in the morning, you think, V'atem hadvekim b'ashem elekechem chayim kulchem hayoim. seven words. V'atem hadvekim b'Hashem lekechem. When you put on tefillin, you're being davek to Ribbono Shel Olam. You're being mekusher to Ribbono Shel Olam. You're connecting to the Ribbono Shel Olam. On the tefillin, there are lots of shins, right? Shin on the hands, shin on the shel rosh. What's the day of shin? The Bali Tosfos explained this week's parsha that out of 365 days in the year, 300 of them we put on tefillin. That's the idea. Shin is the gematria of 300. If you look on the shel rosh, you'll see there's a shin with three branches and a shin with four branches. What's the idea of three and four? The idea is the shin of three branches are the avos. The shin of the four branches are the imois. What's the idea of the avos and the imois on our tefillin? The idea is that so much of Hilchas tefillin are halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai, are connecting back to a Messiah that we got from our parents, from their parents, all the way back to Tar Sinai, all the way back to the Avos. The idea of Tefillin is to recognize and realize it comes with a tremendous Messiah. If you look on the Tefillin, take your Tefillin, next time put it on and look at it for a minute, you'll see there are 12 stitches. There's 12, the circle's going around, 12 stitches. And halacha is it has to be 12 stitches, and one string is going through for all the stitches. What's the idea of the 12 stitches? The idea of the 12 stitches are the 12 shvatim. It has to be one string to bring together, to bring Klal Yisrael together. You want to be Mekushet to Ribbono Shel Olam, it has to be together, it has to be Be'achtus. Just one last nekuda. Halacha is brought down halacha that when you put away your tefillin, so you're supposed to wrap it in the shape of a dove. In the dove, a bird, a dove. What's the significance of a dove? Why a dove? Why not? Why anything else? What's the idea of wrapping it in the shape of a dove? I think perhaps the idea is that a dove is the only bird that never finds another spouse. It only has one spouse and that's it. So too, when we put on tefillin in the morning, to recognize, we're putting away our tefillin, to realize and recognize that Ein Oid Melvadei. We have HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ein Oid Melvadei, there's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and there's nothing else. Ein Oid Melvadei. I was thinking perhaps a different idea of why we wrap it like a dove. A person puts away a tefillin in the morning, wrapping it and seeing a dove, and think for a moment, you're starting your day, and think that what does a dove do? A dove soars very high. Every day you're starting your day, realize, today I am going to soar higher and higher. Thank you very much for listening. Have a great Shabbos.